This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Dance tributes, a pop-up art show, glass blowing, and a book signing with guess who?
It's simple. I love it. Having you near me. Having you here.
Of course, you guessed it. It's Charlotte's own Anthony Hamilton. What a treat that should be, along with the other events that we'll talk about on this edition of Weekend in Entertainment. Joining me is Matt Olin, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Gwen.
So, Saturday Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Anthony Hamilton, not performing, but who knows? But anyway, he's doing a book signing for his book, Cornbread, Fish and Collard Greens. What's the book about?
Well, interestingly enough, this book isn't solely about food. It's about the incredible music he's made over the years. Think of it as sort of an inside look at his music-making progress and the stories that inspire each of his songs. And if you're wondering about the book's title, yes, Anthony does also share recipes from some of his favorite foods in there.
So when and where?
Well, the book signing and meet and greet is at the Harvey B. Gantt Center on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there will also be vendors showcasing their unique products and holiday gifts, so you can knock out some of your holiday shopping early while you're there.
Okay. And tonight, UNC Charlotte presents its fall dance concert that honors two iconic artists, one a member of a super well-known rock band and the other a major artist. Tell us about it and how dance will be weaved into honoring these two artists.
So yes, the concert will begin with a tribute to the iconic Freddie Mercury of the rock band Queen. That piece is called Queen City Rhapsody. It's choreographed by UNCC Associate Professor E.E. Balcos for six dancers, and the show will close with a tribute to iconic Mexican painter Frida Kahlo in a piece called Frida's Faces. It's a choreographic exploration of about eight of her self-portraits.
And Matt, the event will also pay tribute to the two students killed and four others who were wounded during the April 30th mass shooting on the campus.
That's exactly right. They will present this new piece called Luck of the Young. It reflects on the year's campus shooting. The piece is created collaboratively with the students and draws from their personal feelings and experiences regarding that tragic event.
I'm sure that's going to be powerful. And the performances will be when and where?
So performances will take place at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday in the Ann R. Belk Theater in Robinson Hall.
Okay, moving on to Friday night, there's the Wheeling Art Dealing Cornucopia event. What's happening there?
I love this one. So Wheeling Art Dealing is a mobile pop-up gallery run by Charlotte artists Great Stott and Rebecca Henderson. Now imagine stepping into the interior of a rented box truck and discovering a slew of amazing art pieces by 25 local artists, all held up by magnets and priced under $100. This is a really fun, approachable way to introduce people to the joy of buying art, and it is one night only.
In a truck, so that's where the wheeling comes in.
That's right. That's wheeling and dealing in art. Exactly.
Okay. Where and when?
Tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. at Free Range Brewing.
Also on Friday, people can roll up their sleeves for a bit of glass blowing. What are the highlights there?
See, I met Jake Pfeiffer. He's the owner of Hot Glass Alley back in 2018, and I was immediately taken by his passion for the art form. This Friday evening, he's opening up his studio. Folks can go in, witness the magic of glass blowing in person. There'll be a flame working artist there, a glass blowing artist there. It is a free event. It's open to the public of all ages, and it is at Hot Glass Alley, 438 Atondo Avenue from 6 to 9 p.m.
Now, on Saturday, tell us about the Queen City Fall Festival in Concord and in Charlotte.
This is the biggest fall festival of the year. I mean, and you can expect everything there, right? Homemade crafts, local vendors, food, drinks, entertainment, face painting, bounce houses, giveaways, and more. It is a family-friendly, free event, and it'll be indoors. So given the weather, that's probably a pretty good thing.
Okay, and there's also the touring production of the Tony Award-winning play Once on This Island at the Belk Theater through the 17th, and starring Courtney Carter, a University of North Carolina School of the Arts grad, will go out on a song she sings in the play. Matt, thanks for joining us for Weekend in Entertainment.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Matt Olin, co-founder of Charlotte is Creative.
As a bird with its tail. sail in the breeze. Even the fish in the sea must be longing to fly, catching a glimpse of a stranger in white racing vines.